Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Dawn Brown, and I am bringing you another Teach Me Something Tuesday. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of social determinants of health and patient management, a topic of discussion during a recent lecture I participated in at my DPT program was on social determinants of health. And one article that was chosen for students to read really resonated with me, and I would like to share with you the intent of that article and how it impacts students and clinicians and makes them pay more attention to the role that social determinants of health plays in patient management. So the article was actually a viewpoint, and it was in the 2019 edition of the Journal of Orthopedic and Sports Physical Therapy. And it was titled Social Determinants of Health. If you aren't measuring them, you aren't seeing the big picture. And it was by Rethorn, Cook, and Redeker. The article stressed that clinicians often assume that the interventions we do with patients directly influences their recovery, which is true to a certain extent. But in reality, other factors may influence recovery more than the direct treatment. And those are the social determinants of health. So the social determinants of health, for those of you all new to this term, these are basically the conditions and the environment where people are born, live, learn, work, play, worship, and age that affect a wide range of health, functioning, and quality of life outcomes and risks. They include things like your economic stability, your education access and quality, healthcare access and quality, the neighborhood and built environment, as well as the social community and context. Essentially, it looks at whether people, including the patients that we examine and treat, have safe housing and consistent transportation and live in safe neighborhoods where they can exercise and move about, whether racism or discrimination or violence impacts their overall health, what their level of education is or their job opportunities and their income or source of income, patients' access to nutritious foods and physical activity opportunities, whether or not the environment in which they live has polluted air or what's the water quality like. And then it looks at language and literacy skills. The statistic that I discussed when I was meeting with the team of students in my DPT program during a breakout discussion on the social determinants of health was that only 10 to 20% of our direct interventions as physical therapists, and think manual interventions, therapeutic exercises, therapeutic activities, modalities, etc., only 20% of these interventions affect the health and recovery of patients. So that begs the question, where's the other 80%? Well, that 80% is attributed to the patient's contextual factors. So go back to that ICF model that you all learned about. Those contextual factors being personal and environmental. The strongest predictors of health for the patients that we encounter, that we treat, that we examine, are behavioral, social, and environmental. People's health beliefs, and the way people live their lives, and the families and friends that impact them, where they work, where they play, where they age. Just as we screen for risk factors, for conditions and diseases and injury, so should we screen for social determinants of health that affect health access and health equity. And then we should go a step further and provide resources for patients, because screening by itself is not enough. We as physical therapists and you as students need to adopt a population health framework in our practice, in our research, and even in education, so we can better understand the health of the patient populations we treat, identify health disparities, identify systemic variations, and inform and guide actions. We need to shift away from thinking only in the context of individual treatments that we provide the patients to a more broader consideration of the populations and the communities in which the individuals live. Therefore, we should strive, and this is written in Healthy People 2030 from the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. We also strive to, and I quote, create social, physical, and economic environments that promote attaining the full potential for health and well-being for all by moving beyond simply providing direct physical therapy services to individuals, to addressing neighborhoods, and ultimately communities, and informing laws, policies, and regulations that create community conditions that support health for all people. I hope that this information on the importance of social determinants of health and patient management was helpful, and we will see you on the next Teach Me Something Tuesday.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here, and we don't do this nearly enough. I wanted to thank you as an audience for being here, for listening to the shows. Without you guys, we wouldn't have anybody to geek out with over education and learning and teaching and educating. So thank you for being here, for being, you know, faithful listeners over the years. Also, if possible, we'd love to ask a favor. We don't do this often, but if you could leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps boost our rankings and our algorithm, and really just helps get this message out to more people out there in healthcare education who may need some of the episodes and the experts that we interview. So if you could, like I said, leave a rating and review, we would greatly appreciate it. And we will see you on the next show.